Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's never a great idea as a basketball team to fall behind 17-2 when the game begins. But that's what Nebraska men did on Friday night at Purdue in a loss, predictably so. By the way, they were 20-point underdogs. This game did not cover that spread. They lost.
I was wrong.
They lost 92-65, a 27-point loss for the men. It was bad. It never got good. They were never competitive, never close. And I guess if you're like me, that's what you thought was going to happen
in
that ball game.
Okay, what I say to that, though, is, and it wasn't, I did watch the game from start to finish.
I feel bad for you.
I was interested in Purdue, and there was a narrative on Twitter that bothered me. Sip, what do you expect them to do? Zach Edey's 7'4". Well, yeah, I mean, you're in the Big Ten.
Find a way.
No, yeah, you're in the Big Ten. Recruit big men. I mean, recruit guys that can guard Edey. I mean, people acted like the thing that bothered me. Now, we're getting a little bit – we're trending negative right now, which concerns me.
Well, the team's 0-7 in conference play at 6-12 overall. Sorry, I'm not exactly all cheery this morning about the Nebraska men's basketball program.
Well, the narrative that bothered me on Twitter was, Sip, come on, what do you expect? Zach Edey, 7'4". Nebraska just can't guard him. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Recruit bigs that can play in the Big Ten. That's why. How would you possibly use that as an excuse in this game? And that whole narrative of, come on, Nebraska just got to get over Purdue and then get on with the rest of their schedule. Come on. Wait. Stop. Rutgers beat Purdue. Wisconsin beat Purdue. This is not an unbeatable Purdue team.
Now, those are better teams than Nebraska is. Let's go with that. Much better.
I mean, but it highlights, A, the non-competitive nature of Nebraska basketball right now, and B, these narratives that spring up, like this excuse. Well, Sip, Nebraska just doesn't have the – okay, well, how is that like – how can you use that as a valid excuse?
It's not valid. It's just the way we are right now. I mean, this program is so bad that, yeah, you view that game literally with no chance going in.
Yeah,
I mean, they
did.
And they didn't. They didn't have a chance.
They didn't have a chance.
That's sad. That's not how this is supposed to be.
No. I mean, Purdue is the seventh-ranked team in the country. I get it. They're good. They're very good. I do not think they're good as Auburn, though. The two best teams Nebraska's played are Auburn and Purdue, but there's a gap. Auburn has more depth of talent. Auburn's fourth ranked, Purdue's seventh ranked.
Oh, yeah, Auburn's really good.
Yeah. Zach Edey, by the way, the 7'4" Purdue center, who's excellent, 9-for-12 from the field. Zach Edey, by the way, guys, runs a sub-6-minute mile.
At 7'4", 300 pounds?
Yeah. Think about that.
One more time. Zach Edey is 7'4".
I don't know if he's 300, okay, but he
weighs
a lot.
I think he's 300, okay, pounds, is what Chris Bassnett wrote.
Okay.
7'4", 300 pounds, runs a mile in less than 6 minutes.
If Sipple, I've run a 6-minute mile, but I felt like, oh yeah, at the state, yeah, Kurt yeah. McKeever will.
But you're not
verify.
7'4".
No, I weighed 150, and it was like I was sprinting the whole way.
Right,
I felt like
sure.
That.
That's I feel the same way too. I did it one time.
I mean, I'm running as fast as I can.
Yes. Yep.
for that.
Yeah, and this guy at 7'4", 300 did it apparently.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
Edie was good. Jaden Ivey, they're saying is a lottery pick, was pretty good, 17 points. I don't know. I mean, it was a dominant performance.
Yeah, the stats aren't even like that impressive for Purdue. I mean, 9 for 29 and threes. It's not that great.
No,
it's good. They only out rebounded Nebraska by 10. That's pretty low for a big team like that. I mean, the fact you got within 10 there is good. It's just I'm trying to find any sort of positives.
There wasn't.
There's not. I mean, the team was the game was over 4 minutes in. It was over.
Tominaga
predictably over.
Tominaga hit a couple late threes. It's kind of predictable. That
like, I want to stop yelling about the team, but I will because my care factor is so low, which is sad.
I know. Okay, what's the?
But there's just nothing I can cling to that says this is progress. This is going the right direction. It's just a waste of time.
Well, as I said,
Harrison,
waste of
time.
Well, that's sad. I mean, and I meant it. I wasn't really making fun of you. But they are out of NIT contention even on January 17th. I thought going into the season, that was the minimum expectation. Make the NIT. Third year. Is that asking for too much?
No, it's not.
500.
I mean, they were terrible the first 2 years. So asking for a huge leap, I guess maybe was a little bit much. But show us the reason why we should believe in you.
Yeah.
And you have hope.
Miles in his last season was 19-17. Okay, 19-17. He won 19 games. This team's won 6, and they'll be lucky to get to 10. I think they can, by the way, get to 10, which will be just sort of annoying. God, okay, once again, very negative. But won't it be sort of annoying if they get to 10? Because all the Fred lovers, all the media that falls all over Fred will say, see, they won 4. What? Yeah.
And Take a breath and think about what you just said. They went won 4-16.
Sip, come on now. They won 4.
And you say they lost 16.
So
what are we doing here?
Even if they win, it's kind of annoying, right? I mean, because people are gonna overreact. Who
says they won 4?
Oh, you'll hear it.
And
trust me, you'll hear it.
What are they thinking when they say that
you'll
in terms of that being a positive thing?
You'll hear it. You'll hear it.
Oh, they didn't go winless. Okay.
Yeah. No, you'll hear.
Oh, they won 2 games. Perfect. That's what I'm talking about here.
What's the spread tonight?
Okay. I need to look that up. Sorry. Let's guess it. Let's guess it first before I pull it up.
Indiana has to be a favorite, but it can't be by much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
On the road, it's hard to beat anybody, including Nebraska.
Okay, the spread tonight in Lincoln. Oh, come on. Don't freeze. I had it. Okay. Here we go. What was your guess? What's your guess again? I haven't.
Indiana's 5-point favorite.
Indiana is what I think is about right, a 9-point favorite tonight.
That's high.
They are 12-4. They are 3-3 in conference play. They're coming off of a loss to Iowa by 9.
At Iowa. Iowa comes back with a nice road win at Minnesota, by the way. 10-point road win at Minnesota. Now, stop. Okay, what Indiana is a very good defensive team. Okay, that's trouble. And they got a big that's good. Not Trace Jackson Davis is good, but not great. He's not Zach Edey. He's definitely not Kofi. And he's not overly big. I mean, I think they probably list him at 6'9".
He's just really athletic.
Very athletic. And he's really playing athletic. Really hard. See, Indiana is in this mode of they desire that tournament. You're going to get Indiana's best shot tonight. You know what? Me picking Nebraska, which I did in the paper today.
How could you do that? Why?
Yeah, probably not a great
pick. What would give you?
Because it's bound to happen at some point.
What would give you an indication they're going to win tonight?
That it, just generally.
Because they pushed Illinois last week?
Yeah, that. They're tough at home, like most teams are good at home. Nebraska's good at home. It's a 5 p.m. tip-off. You might catch Indiana flat. You might catch Nebraska flat, though.
Because it's going to be probably a flat crowd.
Right. I just think it's bound to happen. Is what I'm getting.
That's your reasoning.
That's the best I can come up with.
Life should have that. It should happen because that's what life is.
You don't think that's a good reason?
No,
to pick them?
No. Indiana covers the 9 tonight.
No. I'm not going to bet.
Well, it might
you.
Be close. What about the last like 5 minutes of the game?
The game will be close.
I don't see that. That's what I'm saying.
Think about recent
it
results.
It could be tight, but I have them covering the 9.
Think about recent results. Good teams coming into Lincoln. Ohio State overtime wins. Ohio
Fresh
State
off
wins.
What, like a 12-day pause for COVID.
Yeah, Illinois comes in here, has to scratch out a win late. Last 4 minutes.
Nebraska played well in that game. They lost.
Yeah. And I think that Indiana, I don't know. And I will say this, though. I'll see what Harrison thinks about this. I don't know that Illinois is a lot better than Indiana. I don't know that they are. The ranking would suggest that. DeCourcy has Illinois, I think, as a 5 seed. Indiana, I don't think Illinois is that far ahead of Indiana. I don't.
Oh, they got a good 1-2 punch with Frazier and Coburn.
Yeah, and Coburn. And I just think Indiana's defense and that Trace Jackson Davis factor is pretty impressive. And they're deeper than you think. They bring guys off the bench that are pretty good. It's not just Trace Jackson Davis, is what I'm saying. They'll have guys that can beat you. It'll be ugly tonight. It'll be ugly. Nebraska will stay within 9, and I'm going to stay with Nebraska winning. Last game was 66-55. That game was in Indiana. This game will be a little more high.
No. Lost by 13. What'd you say the score was?
66-55.
Oh, they said 65.
No, 66-55. I'm going off the top of my head. Harrison is looking it up. It was 66-55, or I'm not Steve Sibley.
I think they lost by more than that.
No, they did not.
Harrison's going to confirm here.
Got it.
Give us the score of that first game.
God, this is Harrison. Bad radio. We got to do better. We got to be better.
I think it was a different score.
66-55.
68. I thought it was a 13-point loss. That's what I was saying.
68-55.
Thank you, Harrison.
Okay, 11-13. 60. I was off by 2. 68-55. Little higher scoring tonight. Nebraska scores 74. Indiana scores 67. Bam.
If you want some potentially good news here.
I just said Nebraska's going to win.
I did, and I'm not saying that.
Okay.
Here's some potentially two good bits of good news for Nebraska before we get to break for basketball. 5 of their next 7 games are in Lincoln.
Yeah.
That's number 1. Good. Number 2, Trey McGowan will return this week at some point. I don't know if it's tonight or if it's the next game. He's supposed to return this week. So there is your beat of light here.
That should help. It's the games are tough though. The home games are tough.
Once again, Indiana, Nebraska tonight, 5:00 BTN at PBA. Hoosiers are a 9-point favorite.
I wonder. We should ask the question to our listeners. Does it concern, bother them, turn them off that both of us are considering not watching the game?
It's a fair question to ask.
Yeah. Is it
listeners 464-5685. Bad luck, or do you understand where we're coming from?
I will
track the game.
I would tell the listeners that for my duties at the newspaper right now, at the website, whatever, I'm writing a lot of football this week. A lot of football. I got Charles Thompson column coming. Casey's father, got a running backs column coming. I'm in on football right now. This team is not in NIT contention, Nebraska.
No.
All right.
There's no postseason.
Right.
The
it's not
over
even in NIT contention. What am I doing?
Yeah.
I mean, is it, I want to hear what people say. Is it egregious for us, Lincoln Radio co-hosts, that we're considering not watching the game tonight? I just want to be transparent. Yeah, you'll track it. And I'm not dead set on not watching it. I might watch it. I wonder what my bosses are thinking right now. Did we need to watch it?
They're 0-7, man.
They're not going to make the NIT.
The teams.
I could revisit this team in the final five games and feel just okay.
I'm really curious about the attendance tonight.
Well, I wonder what people think about us.
Yeah.
Because okay. They can influence me. They can influence me. If they say bad move, guys.
I'll probably catch some of it, but not all of it. When we come back, we have Song of the Day, and there's a man in the NFL has more swag than you and I could ever have. That's up next, an early break in the ticket.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.